AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. NATO's chief and the president of Poland both say there are no indications a missile strike that killed two people on a Polish farm was a deliberate attack. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine likely launched it to fend off yesterday's Russian barrage.
Let me be clear. This is not Ukraine's fault. Russia bears ultimate responsibility as it continues its illegal war against Ukraine.
The Russian strike savaged Ukraine's power grid. In this country, midterm elections still show Republicans with 217 seats in the House, Democrats now at 209. The GOP needs one more seat for control. But Kevin McCarthy has won fellow Republicans' nomination for House Speaker. In the Senate, Mitch McConnell is being challenged by Florida's Rick Scott for minority leader. But McConnell's confident.
I have the votes. I will be elected.
Meantime, Senate Democrats are moving forward with legislation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is holding a test vote today, betting that at least 10 Republicans will vote with all 50 Democrats to move forward with legislation to ensure that same-sex and interracial marriages are legally recognized nationwide. A final vote could come before the end of the month, while Democrats still control the House. Donna Water, Washington.
In Florida last night,
we will again put America first.
Donald Trump announcing he's running for president again, but Sagar Meghani reports it comes at a time of political vulnerability.
Some Republicans criticizing him for backing losing candidates in a disappointing midterm showing. The GOP will now have to decide whether to back a man whose refusal to accept his last loss led to an insurrection and put democracy on the brink.
Stocks mixed to start the day. This is AP News. The University of Virginia has canceled a home football game scheduled for Saturday. The decision comes in the wake of a shooting that left three players dead and another wounded. A fifth student not on the team was also wounded. A former player is due in court this morning to face charges. And finally, Norman Hall reports some 10,000 minks have gone missing in Ohio.
Authorities in Northwest Ohio are investigating an act of vandalism that freed thousands of minks from a rural farm. Officials in Van Wert County say so many minks were killed crossing a nearby road that a plow had to be brought in to clear the carcasses. Farm workers were able to corral minks that remained on the property. A manager told WANE-TV that someone left a spray-painted message of the letters ALF, A-L-F, and the phrase, "We'll be back." A group known as the Animal Liberation Front reportedly claimed credit for a previous release. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.